Today, I'll be introducing a new approach to predict safe salt storage in the soils, safe phosphorus storage in the soils. And first, let me introduce my co-authors. Willie Harris is a pedologist and a soil mineralogist. Merlin Chrysostome did a good part of the work in validating this new concept while a graduate student, and now as a postdoc, she's involved in many of the applications of this particular approach. First of all, why do we need a new tool? The answer is simple. We all know that a low salt test P, or a P saturation ratio, is not necessarily a risk for environmental loss of P from a soil. And in some sandy soils, such as those in the southeastern coastal plain, you have very little P retention, and the phosphorus just does not stay whenever it is added. Both the soil test P and the P saturation ratio, or DPS as a modification, which you've heard earlier today, do not convey the exact amount of phosphorus that can be safely added to a soil before that soil becomes an environmental risk. Now, we developed a new tool based on the extractable P and the extractable iron and aluminum. That is, it is just an addition or a modification of the PSR concept. And the new tool is referred to as the safe P storage capacity of a soil, or SPSC in short. The calculations were based on oxalate extractable P, iron, and aluminum, and was developed using the soils of the Suwannee River Basin, which runs across Florida and Georgia. Now, most of you know all about the P saturation ratio, which is just an extractable P divided by extractable iron and aluminum. And here we can use the oxalate parameters, that is, use oxalate P, oxalate iron, and oxalate aluminum for the calculations. If you plot PSR against a water-soluble P, what we notice is that there is a change point or a kink in the relationship. And this change point is approximately 0.10. It has a confidence interval ranging from 0.05 to 0.15. And for all practical purposes, especially for today's presentation, that threshold PSR will be taken as 0.15, which is the outer limit of the confidence interval. Now, most of the work here has been published, so I'll not go into details, but I wanted to give you an overview of the new approach, how it was verified, and later a few applications of the concept. At this point, let me also point out that the concept that we have developed can be used using Malic 1 or Malic 3, both of which are simple and easy to obtain from any soil testing laboratory. But for the current purposes, I'm going to maintain oxalate for all the various aspects of the study. The approach itself is SPSC. It's actually the difference between the threshold PSR and the PSR of the soil. PSR, once again, is calculated as extractable P divided by the sum of the extractable iron and aluminum. Now, and multiplied by oxalate iron plus oxalate aluminum, which is actually the retention capacity of the soil. And you will notice that SPSC would be positive if PSR is less than 0.15. And when PSR, the soil PSR, is greater than 0.15, SPSC becomes negative. This value of 31 here is just to convert millimoles to milligrams P per kilogram. And you can see that SPSC can be expressed in several ways: millimoles of P per kilogram, kilogram P per hectare, or kilogram P per hectare per centimeter, right? It's a matter of choice on what, how you would like to express this. And also, this concept, this new approach of SPSC is additive. You can add across the various depths and get one value for a designated depth. What happens when you plot SPSC against water-soluble P? We did a column study here where the soil columns were packed with soils with a whole range of phosphorus loading. And then we simply leached it with water at a half pore volume over a period of time. And SPSC was plotted against the average leachate P concentration. And what do we notice? As long as SPSC is positive, there is no releasable water. But once it becomes negative, it takes off very rapidly. Now, this is a lab experiment. We proceeded with doing this in a field, and we looked at over 750 soils representing both the surface and subsurface horizons. And if you look at it, unmistakably, the relationship is very clear. As long as SPSC is positive, the soil is a P sink. Once it becomes negative, the soil becomes a P source. Now, having done all that, we need to verify or make sure that if you know the P loading, we can actually predict the reduction in the soil storage capacity. And to do that, this same set of soils, we added known amounts of P, varying known amounts of P, leached it over a period of several months, and then calculated the amount of P that would be held in a soil. We predicted PSR as the initial oxalate P and added to it the P that was gained or lost within the soil, right? You know what was added, you know what has come out, so you know what's in the soil. And the predicted PSR is the initial oxalate P plus the P gained or lost divided by the oxalate iron and aluminum. Then SPSC could be predicted. How do you do it? The normal way, 0.15, which is the threshold PSR, minus the predicted PSR multiplied by the oxalate iron and aluminum. Of course, this gives you millimoles. You have to multiply by 31 to give you the milligrams per kilogram. And if you look at that, it's a beautiful straight, it was a straight line with a 1:1 relationship. What it does tell now is that if you know how much of phosphorus is added to a soil, you can actually predict how much of the soil, the reduction in the storage capacity of the soil, how much that will be. Run you very fast through a number of applications, just to give you an example. This is a high intensity dairy soil and a non or low impacted pasture soil. If you look at the storage capacity, that's the storage capacity, this is the depth, you will see that in the surface horizons, you have negative SPSC, while below 20, which is approximately where the clay layer is, you get a high storage capacity. On the other hand, in a similar location, when the treatment was low, when there was less manure P, there was storage capacity throughout the soil profile up to a depth of 120 centimeters. Now, does this work for all soil orders and under all conditions? It works under most, but we may need some manipulations for some others, such as the spodosols of the Lake Okeechobee Basin, where the A and E have no retention capacity. The BH is a highly retentive soil, high in iron, aluminum, and organic matter. Now, we took 20 of these BH samples that were existing from very different soil series, incubated them at various with various P concentrations. At the end of 6 weeks, we dried the soil, ran all the parameters, the PSR, SPSC, and the water-soluble P, and impaired the relationship with sandy surface horizons. Now, irrespective of what your soil is, as long as SPSC is positive, that soil is a P-sink. Once it becomes negative, your sandy soils give a different slope from the BH horizon soils. While this is true right now, we are not sure whether it is because of the 6-week incubation, which was not sufficient, or because it is of the organic matter present within the spodic horizon. And that's something that we are working on right now. And pass through some of the applications. Here again, no retention capacity, no storage capacity either. On a minimally impacted soil, on a highly impacted soil, negative capacity in the surface horizons. Here is one with a tree-based and a treeless pasture system. A tree-based system has got a higher retention capacity in the soil versus a treeless system, simply because the tree roots are able to take up more phosphorus. WTR applications and SPSC. I won't go into details again, but very simply, with various WTR application rates and P sources with different solubility, you will still notice that as SPSC tends to zero, the water soluble P increases. And this is both in a glass house and a field study conducted by Olawale Oladiji under the guidance of George O'Connor during his PhD program. There are several other P applications, notably the most important, one of the important ones would be to evaluate how much P can safely be added to a soil before the soil becomes an environmental risk based on nitrogen crop additions, right? So when you add nitrogen, you have excess phosphorus, and you can easily say how long your soil is going to be sustainable. You can use SPSC in the P index as a replacement for soil test P, and look for sites which are more retentive in terms of establishing animal-based agriculture or for stormwater treatment areas. Summary, SPSC is a better indicator of environmental P risk than STP or PSR. It provides an estimate of the amount of P that can be safely added to a volume or mass of soil by represented by a depth of soil sampling. It is additive. You can add across depths. It is a P sink when positive and a source when negative. And negative SPSC is linearly related to water soluble P. It is a potential to serve as an indicator that balances agronomic requirements with environmental risk considerations. With that, I'll acknowledge primarily the USDA IFAFS for its funding sources, several other funding sources, and also the several personnel, including technical staff, graduate students, and of course, faculty and colleagues. Thank you. And I'll take any questions from you. In what we have done so far, that does not seem to have any impact on surface horizons. When it comes to the sporic, we are still working on it to figure out what could be a problem. If it is, we probably need to add organic carbon into somewhere in the equation to counteract that effect. But it probably may not be necessary as I see it right now. Okay. Thank you.